Tears are often seen as a sign of vulnerability or weakness, but what if we looked at them differently? What if we saw our tears as a source of nourishment, much like water that helps plants grow? Water as Your Tears explores the many reasons we cry and how each tear, whether born from joy, sorrow, or frustration, has the potential to help us heal and evolve. Just as water flows through the earth, cleansing and renewing, our tears can wash away the old, offering us clarity, strength, and emotional resilience. Let us dive into the emotional currents behind crying and share positive, actionable ways to handle each situation, turning our tears into a powerful force for personal growth. 1. Emotional reactions. Reason: crying in response to overwhelming feelings like sadness. How to cope with it? Acknowledge the emotion and give yourself permission to cry. Engage in activities that allow you to process the feeling, such as journaling, use your support systems, know your sorrow. Adapt life mantras. 2. Stress and overwhelm. Reason: stress from work, personal life, or external pressures. How to manage it? Take deep breaths and allow yourself regular breaks. Use relaxation techniques like meditation or yoga to relieve built-up tension. 3. Grief. Reason: tears due to the loss of a loved one, pet, end of important relationship or significant event, often processing sorrow and mourning. How to address it? Give yourself time to mourn, express your feelings through conversations, and engage in comforting rituals to honor the loss. 4. Empathy. Reason: crying when witnessing another person's pain or struggle. How to respond to it? Allow yourself to feel for others, but also ensure that you're taking care of your emotional needs. Offering support or simply being present for someone may help. 5. Physical pain. Reason: crying due to injury, illness, or discomfort. How to navigate it? Seek medical help if necessary. Once the physical issue is addressed, the emotional release of crying can help alleviate the pain. 6. Frustration and helplessness. Reason: crying when feeling stuck, frustrated, or helpless. Reality does not meet expectations, unmet goals, desires. How to cope with it? Break the problem into smaller, manageable steps. If needed, talk to someone for guidance or perspective. Recognize that challenges are temporary. Implement life mantras. 7. Hormonal changes. Reason: tears linked to hormonal fluctuations, such as during PMS, pregnancy, or menopause. How to handle it? Practice self-care and be patient with yourself. Engage in activities that support emotional balance, such as regular exercise and sufficient sleep. Consult a healthcare professional for treatment. 8. Relief and joy. Reason: tears of joy after achieving a goal or receiving good news, experiencing overwhelming happiness or relief. How to approach it? Celebrate the moment and share your happiness with others. Embrace the joy and allow yourself to express those emotions freely. 9. Loneliness. Reason: crying due to feelings of isolation or lack of connection. How to deal with it? Reach out to family or friends. Join groups or engage in social activities to foster a sense of community and connection. 10. Depression. Reason: chronic sadness or feelings of hopelessness. How to overcome it? Seeking therapy or counseling is crucial. Building healthy habits, such as regular physical activity, a balanced diet, and good sleep. Find your purpose and act. Embody life mantras. 11. Memory recall. Reason: tears brought on by remembering past events or people, both joyful or painful. How to process it? Reflect on the memories, whether by journaling or talking to someone who understands. Embrace the emotion rather than suppressing it. Connect with those involved. 12. Watching movies or media. Reason: crying from an emotional movie, book, or media that elicits a strong emotional reaction, often because of the powerful narratives or emotional characters. How to cope with it? Embrace the catharsis. Sometimes crying during a film is an emotional release that can leave you feeling lighter afterward. Share your thoughts with others if you wish. Movies are built on human psychology and engagement. Do not get carried away. 13. Compassion fatigue. Reason: feeling emotionally drained after caring for others or overextending yourself, ex-caregivers or healthcare workers. how to manage it. Schedule regular self-care. Delegate tasks when possible and take time off to recharge. 14. Mismatched emotions. Reason: crying due to conflicting emotions, like happiness mixed with sadness or guilt. How to cope with it? Understand that mixed emotions are common. Reflect on what you're feeling and give yourself time to sort through the confusion. 15. Sudden change or surprise. Reason: tears triggered by sudden surprises or unexpected changes. How to navigate it? Stay grounded and take a moment to process. Consider talking about the change with someone you trust to understand your emotions better. 16. Social pressure. Reason: crying in response to societal expectations or pressure from others. How to manage it? Recognize when you're feeling overwhelmed by outside expectations. Establish boundaries, communicate openly with others, and practice self-acceptance. Know and be yourselves. 17. Unmet expectations. Reason: tears when things don't go as planned or expectations fall short. How to handle it? Adjust your perspective and focus on what can be learned from the situation. Take steps to reframe your expectations for the future. Get in tune with reality. 18. Feeling unheard or misunderstood. Reason: crying when you feel like your thoughts or feelings aren't being acknowledged. How to address it? Speak up for yourself and express your emotions. Engage in active listening and open communication with others. 19. Personal achievement or milestones. Reason: tears of accomplishment after achieving something significant, such as graduating or receiving an award. How to cope with it? Celebrate your success and share the moment with those who supported you. Let yourself feel proud of the hard work you've put in. 20. Lack of control. Reason: crying due to feeling out of control in a situation. How to manage it? Focus on the aspects you can control. Practice mindfulness or stress relief exercises to regain a sense of stability. 21. Overstimulation. Reason: crying when overwhelmed by sensory input, such as noise, crowds, or chaotic environments. How to handle it? Take a break in a quiet space to recalibrate. Practice deep breathing or grounding exercises to calm your senses. 22. Repressed emotions. Reason: crying after holding back emotions for too long. How to cope with it? Allow yourself to express emotions in healthy ways, like talking to a trusted person or writing down your thoughts. Don't suppress your feelings for too long. 23. Fear or anxiety. Reason: tears triggered by fear, anxiety, or nervousness about future events. How to cope with it? Practice relaxation techniques such as meditation, deep breathing, or visualizing positive outcomes. Consider seeking professional help if anxiety persists. Do physical exercise. 24. Childhood trauma. Reason: crying related to unresolved childhood wounds or traumatic experiences. How to overcome it? Seek therapy to address past trauma. Take small steps toward healing through self-compassion, support groups, or counseling. 25. Unresolved conflict. Reason: tears from ongoing conflicts or strained relationships. How to address it? Have open and honest conversations with the person involved. Work on finding resolutions that allow you to move forward. Agree to a common set of principles. 26. Lack of appreciation. Reason: crying when feeling unappreciated, overlooked, or undervalued. How to cope with it? Communicate your needs and seek recognition in a healthy manner. Surround yourself with people who value and acknowledge your contributions. 27. Feeling vulnerable. Reason: tears caused by moments of vulnerability or exposure. How to handle it? Embrace your vulnerability as part of being human. Share your feelings with others in a safe, supportive environment. Be yourselves. 28. Anger. Reason: crying from feelings of intense anger or frustration. How to deal with it? Allow yourself to cool down before expressing your feelings. Engage in activities that help release built-up frustration, such as physical exercise. 29. Lack of self-worth. Reason: crying due to feelings of inadequacy or low self-esteem. How to overcome it? Engage in self-compassion practices. Talk to a counselor or therapist if needed, and focus on self-care routines to build confidence and self-love. 30. Hormonal imbalance or disorders. Reason: hormonal imbalances or disorders, like thyroid problems or menopause, can heighten emotional sensitivity and lead to crying. How to cope with it? Consult a doctor for diagnosis and treatment, practice stress management, maintain a balanced diet, and seek therapy for emotional support. 31. Biological and psychological functions. Reason: crying may regulate emotions by releasing pent-up feelings and fostering social bonds, signaling when help or support is needed. How to cope with it? Embrace the emotional release, seek support from loved ones, and allow yourself to express feelings healthily for emotional well-being. 32. Crying as a form of release. Reason: crying can act as a therapeutic release of pent-up emotions, especially after holding back tears for a long time. How to cope with it? Let yourself cry when needed, recognize it as a natural emotional release, and practice self-care to avoid emotional buildup. 33. Physical exhaustion. Reason: crying can happen after intense physical or emotional strain as the body's response to fatigue and mental depletion. How to cope with it? Rest and recover, stay hydrated, engage in relaxation techniques, and focus on self-care to restore energy and balance. 34. Crying for attention. Reason: crying may be a learned behavior used to garner attention or sympathy. How to cope with it? Acknowledge the underlying need for attention, communicate your feelings openly, and develop healthy ways to seek support without manipulation. 35. Nostalgia. Reason: recalling cherished memories of a loved one or place can bring tears as you reflect on how things have changed. How to cope with it? Appreciate the memories with gratitude, share your feelings with others, and focus on creating new meaningful experiences. 36. Social and cultural factors. Reason: in some cultures, crying is more socially acceptable, encouraging emotional expression, while others may promote emotional restraint. Accept death. How to cope with it? Be aware of cultural norms surrounding emotional expression, practice self-awareness, and find a healthy balance between emotional openness and personal comfort. 37. Scolded or insulted. Reason: being scolded or insulted. How to cope with it? Reflect on the situation calmly, avoiding self-blame. Practice self-care to rebuild confidence and, when ready, address the situation constructively to establish boundaries or resolve misunderstandings. Crying is not a sign of weakness but a vital part of being human. Like water, our tears have the ability to purify, heal, and foster growth. Whether we're crying from joy, grief, frustration, or empathy, these emotions remind us of our deep connection to ourselves and others. By understanding why we cry and embracing our tears with compassion, we can transform each moment of vulnerability into a stepping stone toward emotional strength. Remember, just as water nourishes life, your tears can nourish your soul, leading you toward greater resilience, healing, and personal empowerment. To navigate more effectively, embody life principles that allow you to transform your tears into a source of strength.